What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be discussing hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I have a special guest, a friend and colleague, Craig Danahy, on the podcast, who offers an exceptional service right here in our Rochester community. Craig is a forward thinker who always puts his patients first. I can't wait to learn more about hyperbarics, see what Craig has been up to, and hear some of his amazing success stories. So with that, let me introduce our special guest. Craig Danahy has over 30 years in the health and wellness field. He started with orthopedic massage therapy and founded Integrated Wellness Systems Medical Massage. Craig saw a need and expanded into a broader-based integrative medical practice and started Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy of Western New York and Rock O2 Lab. In this broader-based integrative practice, he offers hyperbaric oxygen therapy, targeted hyperbarics, nutritional IV therapy, ion foot cleanse, PEMF, orthopedic massage therapy, and ozone infrared sauna. With that, I'd like to welcome Craig Danahy on the podcast. Welcome, Craig.
Hey, Dr. Matt. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. Making it through. We're actually thriving right now, so it's actually nice, you know, because it's this environment that we're in. Everybody wants to be healthier. Everybody wants to, you know, they're looking at themselves again and saying, okay, I gotta boost my immune system. I gotta start doing things to take care of myself. People are sort of bringing themselves back in and reining themselves back in to take care of themselves, and that's what we're here for. I mean, that's all we've all done for the last 30 plus years, and it's just this reinvigorating people to take care of themselves, which is why I get so excited about what we're doing.
It's good to see your face again, man. It's been too long.
I know. It's been a while.
You look healthy, man. You've been in the chamber, haven't you?
Chambers. Actually, I was just talking about you with a client the other day that was coming in for a concussion, and she started a breathing technique. And I said, oh, yeah, Dr. Matt and I went and we had a talk one time at Lululemon, remember, on the oxygen advantage.
Yep.
And how we breathe. And it's all about the oxygen, and how you breathe is just a part of it. And it actually really allows people to know how much more they can have, and clarity in their lives they can have. It's pretty exciting. But I actually was 2 days ago, I was just talking about you with that talk we did.
Cool, man. Well, let's talk more about you here. So tell us about you. Where are you from? What business do you own? And how did you wind up in the health and wellness space?
So, all right. So I tell people I was born an entrepreneur. I was born self-employed. I've been self-employed my whole life. Probably about late 1980s, I took care of terminal cancer patients in their homes. I was a health fitness specialist. I was into the realm of health and fitness, but I hadn't really started my career in it. And, but I really had a lot of energy and a lot of excitement dealing around with home health aid, taking care of cancer patients, doing things for people in the fitness field. I was an aerobic instructor. I did all sorts of different in the health and sort of fitness field. And then in the early 90s, I decided to become an orthopedic massage therapist, a guy who was a massage therapist and an acupuncturist. And I loved what they were able to do with people and the interpersonal relationship they had with their clients. So that's where everything initiated. It was about 1994, 1997. When I became a orthopedic massage therapist, started building my practice right here in Rochester. I'm born in Syracuse, raised in Rochester, I say, because I was in sixth grade when we moved here. Always lived pretty much on the east side and then moved into the City Park Ave area where I live now. Our main office is Goodman and East Avenue, right near the museums. That's where all of our services are coordinated. But really, the 1994 to 1997 initiated my my love of massage therapy, my love and passion to help people with pain, soft tissue injuries, things like that. I got into a lot more of the orthopedic style rather than relaxation. I got geared towards helping people fix structural integration, and I got really jazzed up about it. And within a 10-year period, I grew that practice to 15 massage therapists and 3 different offices, seeing about 40 people privately myself and then helping build other practices for other massage therapists. And really it came down to my mission in life is to help suffering people. And then if I can help other people help suffering people, then I even get more excited because it just networks out. And that's really the core of how everything started, was that mission, that entity of Integrated Wellness Systems Medical Massage. The funny part is where we are now, the integrated massage part, really, or the integrated medicine part and the integrated massage part really started back then, because my mind was integrating everything that people could do for themselves to help themselves. I'm just the facilitator of that. And so through the years, we've sort of grown into a lot of other disciplines. But the one thing that happened, I want to say in the probably early 2000s, I was talking with, you're familiar with Doug Miller, the soccer player. Mm-hmm. He and I were chatting, and we were talking about the oxygen therapy that people were using. It was mostly athletes that were using it. And I saw a need, really, is what it came for, because we were seeing so many people in our practice with a lot of inflammatory issues that were more than the soft tissue injuries. And didn't matter if it was cognitive, digestive issues. I mean, there were so many things that we necessarily couldn't help with just the massage. And I was sending them out, you know, networking in the community with nutritionists and chiropractors and PTs and acupuncturists and people like that, who we still do. But I was able to see, okay, how can we facilitate a more healing environment, or get people so that they have more choices and put that wellness recipe together? And that's really what it is. It's a really a wellness recipe. No one's is the same, and everybody has a little bit of a different taste and flavor in what works for them. And so probably in the late, let's just say 2008, I purchased my first hyperbaric chamber to combine in with the orthopedic massage, which is a natural, actually, because I had 3 offices, and I bought a chamber, set it up in my house, in my living room, and just started using it naturally with me and my family, just to sort of get the feel of what it did. Then I brought it and just put it in one of my treatment rooms. And as people saw it, and as we started naturally growing towards that field, let's just say, people started getting into it. We started using it for specific treatment protocols. Within that time frame, I partnered up with my partner, Dr. Feingold, who does all the protocols for it. And it was sort of like just a natural, organic growth of healing, in a sense, of what we offered in our office, because we were getting so many different types of diagnoses and people coming in, asking questions, wondering how they can get more help and what else is out there. And the choices weren't always readily available for people. And that sort of spurred me into, okay, there's a lot more here that we can offer people. Yes, my love, my passion is orthopedic massage. I could do that 24/7. I can go 11 hours straight massaging and just be jazzed up. It's like dancing for me. I get so excited to help people. I get so excited to see the results and instant results. But my brain, combined with my heart, was like, there's more out there to help people. There's more answers out there. And what we need to do is like circle everything in, sort of rein things in, and sort of say, okay, what can we bring to Rochester that's going to help more people and give more people sort of relief, let's just say. Doesn't matter if it's temporary or if it's permanent or if it's something that they have to invest in more on, you know, ongoing process, but it's really more giving people their own choice for what they can do to help themselves.
So what exactly is hyperbaric oxygen therapy?
So the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, let me take a step back, because they actually started hyperbaric oxygen therapy in 450 BC. I actually have a medical book that has these crazy pottery types of chambers where they put people into the ground and they put people into the ocean, because technically hyperbaric oxygen therapy, they call it a dive. It's going below sea level, that pressure within the chamber. So really, it's been thousands of years this has been going on, where they've been trying to help people with pain. And so they started realizing that the pressurization actually helped flush out inflammation. So over the years, there's been a lot of different types of hyperbaric chambers tried. And even back in World War II, they actually had a three-story steel building. It was called the Ohio Hotel, I think is what the name of it was, Cleveland Hotel. And it was pressurized to three atmospheres, and then oxygen was put in it, and people were living in it, and they were doing tests. But they ended up breaking that down to build tanks, believe it or not, and then didn't rebuild it. But so the history of hyperbaric has gone on for a long, long time, but they've been fine-tuning it for years and years and years and years. And so a lot of people hear about hyperbaric oxygen therapy with people who have died and come up ends. So those are high pressure, pure oxygen steel tanks. And then they have the ones in, like we have here in Rochester at St. Mary's, the wound care clinics. Those are high pressure, pure oxygen tanks. And Strong has one, and they do mostly research with it, but they will treat certain cancer patients with it. Again, those are high pressure. They go to six atmospheres. They go 100% oxygen. Very risky, but very there's a need for it, because it's acute care. There's a necessity for like wound care and the bends and traumatic experiences like crush victims and things, where they need that pure oxygen, that high pressure immediately to have a visceral response. And so over the years, they've created another style chamber, which is called mild hyperbaric. And that's what we are. I like to say that the high pressure, pure oxygen chambers are like a fire hose. It's just all at once, a ton of pressure, a ton of oxygen, but people need that, because it's life threatening. And then we're like the garden hose. It's accessible, it's nurturing. You're getting the same type of treatment at a lower level. We go to 1.3 atmospheres. We get 95% concentrated oxygen in the chamber. You're able to get the same service in a different level and at a different rate. So there, again, there's two different styles of chambers is where I'm going with this, is in the high pressure, pure oxygen chambers in the hospitals. Insurance companies will pay for some of those types of services, but it's not readily accessible to the average person. And a lot of people can't just go get services there. It's for really acute care. Then they came up with the mild, more accessible chambers, which are what we have. We have four of them in our clinic on Goodman Street, which are 1.3 atmospheres, like I said, and 95% concentrated oxygen. We sell them, we lease them, we rent them. They're very user-friendly. You can get in and out by yourself. We don't do that, let the people do that here in the clinic, but we do, when we set them up at people's houses, we educate people on how to get in and out of them. So they're accessible to the average person. And that was one of my missions in Rochester, was to be able to have a clinic that was accessible to the average person. People could come in and get treatments for a lot of different modalities. And I'll get to that in a minute. But again, going back to your question, hyperbaric oxygen therapy works on the element of oxygen and pressure. So it doesn't matter which chambers you're in, the high pressure or the low mild pressure, it's the same exact theory. It's Henry's law of physics. It's pressurization, the element of oxygen infusing into it's the blood plasma is where it's going into. And it super saturates you. And I say, people always laugh, but I go, literally from your toes to your nose, all at once, you're getting saturated with oxygen. My best way to describe it for people, just for a visualization, is I tell people, you know how when you come up to your sink in your kitchen and you have a dry sponge that you've used and it's just like sort of looks brittle and dry? And the minute you put it under the water, under the faucet, it sort of plumps up, and it actually then it becomes squeezable, and it's almost like a healthy sponge again. Well, our tissue is exactly like that. between stress and toxins from the environment and the food and the different things that we've done to our bodies and abuse that we get through our environment, our body is like that dried up sponge. Our tendons, our tissues, our organs, our mind, our skin, everything gets sort of brittle and soft and in the sense of like inflammatory. And that's where we get our aches and pains. That's why joints ache. That's why we have poor circulation. That's why we see skin diseases. That's why we have, you know, disease in our colons, in our organs and things like this. It's all from inflammation. And what happens is the oxygen, when it infuses into your plasma, saturates your tissue, just like that sponge, and your tissue opens up and starts to breathe, and the oxygen gets being pushed in by the hyperbaric chamber, pushes the toxins out and cleans it out so that your tissues, your organs, everything in your body becomes healthier and more fluid. So that you have, I mean, people will say their joints are a little crack and they feel better. They get more energy, better cognitive awareness. I mean, there's so many different things that people come back to us and say, this is how I felt afterwards. And it really comes down to the simplest way to put it is we're taking inflammation out of your body. And it's all done by the principle of Henry's Law. It's the pressure, the oxygen, which is the element, pushing into your body, which you don't feel that in the chamber. All you feel is, like we tell people going up in a plane, you feel your sinuses a little bit. But other than that, you're just basically chilling out, taking a nap in the chamber, and the chamber does the work for you.
Wow, that was awesome. Great explanation. I got so many questions. So the first one, is it the complete opposite of high altitude training, being in a hyperbaric chamber?
Yes, because you're a high altitude training, your lack of oxygen. But on the same instance, I've had people who are training for lack of oxygen. People was the Leadville 100 is the one of the guys that I worked with our chambers. He was training for lack of oxygen because he's riding his bike 2.5 hours straight up a mountain. That's the first leg of the race. And so it's lack of oxygen and depletion of oxygen. But then we saturated his body with oxygen, and he had the best race he had ever had. So it's the opposite, but opposites can sometimes work together. That's where I was going with that. But yes, it's the opposite of that. And they actually made these chambers originally, the mild chambers like we have, were originally made for altitude sickness. They sold a lot of them in Afghanistan to the military. They literally were black tubes, and they were just the type of vinyl. I use the word vinyl; it's a little more than that. But chambers, and they would take them with the military, and they actually helped our army military people reduce the amount of effects and side effects from altitude sickness, and which technically is exactly what you're talking about, because they weren't able to train for that altitude and the lack of oxygen in their system.
This is perfect timing for this podcast, because I'm reading The Oxygen Advantage Round 2. I'm running it back.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great book. I highly recommend every listener to get that book. If you're looking to work on your breathing, which all of us should be, The Oxygen Advantage by Patrick McEwen, great read. So question on that awesome book, though. So I just started it for the second time, and you know, just that relationship with CO2 and oxygen, that partial pressures, we need the balance there. So we already talked about high altitude training, but pulse oxes. So if I put a pulse ox on most people's fingers, 95 to 99% is what it's going to show and read. And that's a healthy number. Most people are not going to be below 95, or else you're going to see blue lips. You're going to see symptoms. So isn't the issue, it's not oxygen in our blood. It's getting that oxygen from the blood to our tissues. And is that where the hyperbaric comes in?
That's exactly right. That's why I say blood plasma. It does elevate the actual blood, red and white blood cells, but the key part is the plasma, because that's the part that saturates everything. But yes, yeah, that's exactly right. And to tell you the truth, right now in this pandemic, we are doing that on people who are coming in and checking their you know, oxygen rates. The thing about the chambers, though, you will not see a change in the oxygen rate coming out with a pulsometer, because it's in the plasma and saturating all the tissues.
But you're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel a difference with your Your symptoms, your lethargy, your brain fog, all that. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, that's almost immediately for a lot of people. One of the things with that, and it going, I mean, this is a segue into a little bit of what we were talking about, is some people will come in and they have so much inflammation in their body that they'll feel like they're going through a cleanse. You know what I mean? And sort of like, I mean, when you go through, if you're training for oxygen depletion, your body does the same thing. It changes. It's morphing into, you know, the ability to be, go longer without oxygen. And it's the same thing. Our bodies aren't used to having all that oxygen sometimes. So people will get out and they will be, they'll feel a little achier sometimes because it's cleansing out, but then they feel great. They feel like clarity and energy and the ability, you know, to do more and have more energy and more endurance.
So what conditions do you treat with hyperbaric?
There's a huge range. And this is sort of funny because people are sort of give me, they look at this big list that I can put out there, and I say it's really about an individual's diagnosis that's coming in and how we can approach it and how hyperbaric oxygen therapy can help all the other treatments. I tell people hyperbaric oxygen is like the glue. It allows your body to be more efficient. It creates that homeostasis. It allows your body to do what it's supposed to do. It heightens everything from all your organs to your endocrine systems and to your circulatory systems and even your brain function so that your body can do what it is supposed to do. All the stuff that we do to ourselves with the toxins and the beating up ourselves and the stress and things like that beat us down so that our body doesn't do what it was actually meant to do just being human. So what we have a huge range of people that we see. I'm going to give you a couple stories. We had an autistic child come in here who was 8 years old, and he'd never slept more than 3 hours a night his whole life. And his mom, his name is Sam, his mom's giving me permission to talk about him. He came in, and the first night he stayed in the chamber, he and his mom got in. We're in there for 45 minutes. He loved it. He got out of the chamber, and that night he slept 10 hours, literally. Never slept more than 3 hours his whole life. He slept 10 hours. When they told me, I broke out into tears. They were crying. And at first I was like, did you check his breathing as he's sleeping? Because I was like, I can't believe that, you know, that instantaneous result. Not everybody gets that type of result, but a lot of people do. So we see a lot of autistic kids. They love the chambers. Before the pandemic hit, we were having the families come in on Sundays afternoons. There'd be multiple families with autistic kids getting in the chambers. Throughout the week, we'll have kids come in. The parents get in with them. We see anything from soft tissue injuries to cancer to Lyme disease to digestive issues to skin issues like psoriasis and different infections on the skin. And we see traumatic brain injuries and concussions. There's a ton of different diagnoses that they have research on. My colleague, Dr. Ratanzi out of Palm Springs, Florida is where it is. He actually has a place, he calls it hyperbaricexperts.com, where he does all the leading research that you can find on our site. But I mean, we go from everything from cognitive disorders to sports injury and recovery to strokes to inflammatory issues and fibromyalgia and all the stress disorders to cerebral palsy and cancer. I mean, there's just a huge array of different things that we can apply hyperbaric to. But I always try to preface it, that whole wellness recipe. We want to be part of your team. We want to be a part of that recipe so we can look and see what else we can do to help that person and how hyperbaric oxygen therapy can play a part in that. So even, for instance, with our relationship with chiropractic, it's a matter of how can hyperbaric help with soft tissue injuries or structural injuries or whatever's going on in a person's dynamic that they're coming to a chiropractor for, to have the hyperbaric be an adjunct to that. And again, what it's doing is it's allowing the person's body to have less stress in it, less inflammation in the tissues, so that tightness goes away, the inflammation goes away, so that our partnership with like a chiropractor or anybody within that modality, those within that the field of structural integration, soft tissue injuries, anything like that, the hyperbaric actually helps be part of that recipe to get that person better and stay better. And that's what we do with any other modality, with oncologists, with like the doctors who send our Lyme patients or autistic patients to us, or people who are coming with strokes or cluster migraines or any of that type of stuff. We try to be part of that system. And again, as you said in the beginning, we have added a bunch of the other modalities within our practice, but I really look at us as a microcosm of everybody in our Rochester community to be part of people's health and wellness recipe.
I can think of at least five patients right now I need to send to you. You're right. We need to co-manage better in healthcare. You're ready. Yeah. You're right. You know, we all need to stay in our lanes, and you do a great job of that. And you just provide this exceptional service that helps so many people, and people that maybe have lost hope and are just frustrated, confused. They've seen everybody. They don't know what to do. So it's so cool. Any other success stories?
I love that word hope, because we get a lot of people that are sent that are just they're coming in hopeless. Our cancer patients that are being told to go home because there's nothing more that can be done for them. The Lyme patients that are struggling every day to just get out of bed. Even the mothers. I mean, we have the mothers and the caretakers that are coming in and taking care of people who are autistic or have traumatic brain injuries, or, you know, or that are doing, they're having a 24/7, they're a caretaker for, all their lives, 24/7, they're taking care of people. The stress that's going in on them. And really, it's trying to find a way to help people take care of themselves. It doesn't matter if it's the caretaker or the individual coming in with the diagnosis. We have, I mean, I could go through so many different types of clients that we have that had success, even from the Lyme patient. We had a Lyme patient that basically was crawling in here. He was a professional. He had his own business. And within 6 months, he couldn't even function, could not get out of bed. He was doing other modalities. He changed his diet, drinking lots of water, trying different things. And he ended up purchasing a chamber because he saw that that was part of the recipe he needed to have at home. Again, I want to be part of the answer. I tell people it's like diet and exercise. This, you have to take care of yourself. You have to make a choice. This is a lifelong journey. Health is a lifelong journey. And we don't get educated like that in America. You need to take care of yourself. You have to take responsibility for taking care of yourself. It doesn't matter if it's what you're eating at home, if you're choosing to eat, go out, the stress you're under, the exercise you do, what you can and what you can't do physically for yourself, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It's all part of it, but it's a choice, and it's an ongoing choice. It's a lifelong choice that you have to do. I'm going to go off to my family a little bit. My mother, who's moved in with us recently, is 85 years old, and she's been doing Tai Chi and yoga for 55 years. Every day, wow. She still wakes up. She 83 pounds. I mean, she's a peanut. She's as strong as an ox, but a peanut. But she's been doing Tai Chi and yoga for 55 years, pretty much every day. And again, that choice has allowed her to get to 85 years old and be healthy. I mean, she's very healthy for 85. She's very active. Her mind is clear. She's able to have still a very good quality of life. And that takes me back to the word hope. We as a society need to make these choices about our quality of life. And when there are people who come into our office without hope, we pour love into them. Before we even get our treatment started on anybody, and every client will tell you this, we pour love into them. They walk into our office and they know that what we're doing, first and foremost, is pouring love into people, pouring hope into people, encouraging people, allowing them to know that we're on their team and that we will help with whatever we can do, and then help whatever anybody else in the community can do. But it really comes down to that relationship that you have with your clients, with your people, with your friends, family, whoever it is, to be able to give them hope and give them inspiration and give them a choice to be able to take care of themselves and allow them the ability to have a better quality of life.
Well said.
And it doesn't But it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, which we treat most all the professional athletes here in Rochester for performance and recovery, from the Razor Sharks to the Lancers to, you know, the Amrecs. I mean, all across the board, we treat them with, you know, a bunch of our different modalities, but most of them get into the chambers just for performance and recovery. And then, I mean, all the way up to basically the stress disorders that I call them, from the fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, the brain fog that people have. And it's just a matter of trying to give people a better quality of life.
So I came over maybe a couple years ago now. Great experience. It was not uncomfortable at all. Yeah. Like you said, like you're on an airplane, you just feel like your ears need to pop every now and then. Yeah. It wasn't like it the whole time. I feel like it was an hour, maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah, you're usually, the treatment protocols are usually 60 minutes.
Okay. So I'm wondering, though, if I do it again, I want to practice more like breath holds and nasal breathing. I wasn't really paying attention to that. I think I was listening to a podcast. You know, I would rather just like meditate and relax and just focus on my breathing. So what do you recommend for people that are really serious about it and want to take it to the next level?
So what we try to do is, I mean, in our chambers, you can actually bring in a phone or an iPad. So people can bring in meditative music. They can read. With the kids that come in, they definitely have the iPads or things to distract them, the autistic kids, things like that. It's basically you're getting onto almost like a cot. It's really soft. There's towels, there's pillows, there's a blankets. So we have fans that you can put in there to make it a really comfortable environment. The idea is to get in there and just check out, is really what I say. Meditate, breathe, allow your body to de-stress. Everybody has a little bit of a different twist on what works for them. Getting into a chamber, which I'm just about 6 feet, I'm 180 pounds. I can sit up in it. There's a lot of room in it. So people think, you know, when they first think of a chamber, they get a little bit, you know, that little claustrophobia sort of anxiety. But once they come into our office and they see that you can move around and that there's a window in there and that it's very comfortable and there's a walkie-talkie so you can talk to us and they have control over everything, over the pressure, everything. It's really a controlled environment. People just go, they're at ease. So then they can get into that next state of, okay, why don't I do some meditative breathing? Why don't I do some meditation? Why don't I fall asleep, get some rest, you know, because our society is so driven, people don't even stop. It gives you permission to take care of yourself and just give yourself a break for an hour. And then while you're doing that, you're getting the benefits of saturation of oxygen. So it's like the best of all the worlds.
I want to come back today. I just want to take a nap in there.
Not over.
Okay. So what about, so I was talking to my mom last night about this podcast and she's like, you guys in Rochester are such forward thinkers and you have so many cool modalities and treatments. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, Mom. But then I started thinking, I'm like, well, you guys probably have it in Buffalo too. Is this anywhere else in upstate New York?
So hyperbaric oxygen therapy is, there's a couple of places within like Mount Morris, Webster, they have, I think, Goshorn, I think they have a chamber, but they don't really use it that much. They're not a full just hyperbaric clinic. And then in Buffalo, they have a hard shell clinic, but they don't have any of the mild accessible clinics. To sort of take a step back, most of the clinics in the United States, it's $100 to $150 a visit. I mean, literally every visit you go to is at least $100 to $150. Initial visit is usually more. And one of my missions was to make this accessible to the average person. No, you can't afford that. I mean, we have people that are coming in every single day. We have people that are coming in twice a day. I mean, people with cancer and specific types of Lyme disease and specific types of diagnosis, they need continual treatment. You have to make it affordable or it's not good. People off the street or the average person can't come in and get the treatments. So my mission was to do that. So our price point's anywhere from $30 to $70 a visit, depending on packages and things like that. So that makes us a little more attractive, let's just say. So we have people that are coming in from Pennsylvania. We have people that are 2 to 3 hours driving in to get treatments. So yes, there's a few other offset clinics that are out there, but they're really not hyperbaric clinics. They really aren't treating the volume and the types of people that we're treating. Up until the pandemic and the last year, we were the busiest clinic in the country. We saw up to 25 to 30 people a day. Most clinics are seeing 25 people a week. And it was more because of my mission, the love for what I do, and the actual atmosphere that we needed, but also the system that we created. People came in and they didn't feel rushed. It wasn't a cattle type of thing. People felt loved, nurtured, and were able to get the services. So again, we have people coming in 2 to 3 hours to drive in and get treatments here. So it is sort of like an ISO. We are sort of our own entity in this part of the country. To go back to your question, there aren't a lot of people that are doing, I don't know anyone that is doing all the modalities that we're doing. There really is not a clinic that does everything that we're doing. And to do sort of offset, I know we're not talking about this, but we're actually bringing in cryo treatments too. So that actually will set us apart even more because of the different modalities that we offer just within our clinic.
I'll bring it back on to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, Craig, thank you for, keeping the care in healthcare. I mean, like I said, I was a patient of yours, and yeah, you do feel the love there. You do feel taken care of. Yeah. You do feel listened to. You guys do a phenomenal job of that. So thank you.
There's a passion.
Yeah. And you're fair too. Like I said, you're not trying to break the bank and be just a business. You know, yes, it is a business. You got to make money and keep the doors open, but yeah, you're accessible and affordable too. So we appreciate that. So tell us more about your services. Now, we already talked about massage therapy, hyperbaric. I see nutritional IV therapy, the IN foot cleanse, PMF, and then the ozone treatment.
So we have nurses on staff. My partner, Dr. Feingold, does all the protocols and all the orders for that. We treat anybody from a nutritional IV that helps boost your immune system, helps people feel better with glutathione, which it gives you more mental clarity, more energy, all the way to a high-dose vitamin C, where we treat our Lyme patients and our cancer patients with high-dose vitamin C. We see a lot
of people. COVID?
What
about COVID? Are you doing COVID patients or no? Do you not want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, we're not treating COVID clients, but within the community of the world, let's just say, that are treating COVID, they are doing high-dose vitamin C. Nursing homes have boosted all their patients with vitamin C because it's all about boosting the immune system to fight. They are actually treating COVID and recovering COVID clients with hyperbaric oxygen therapy and high-dose vitamin C. So we're right in that path, man. We must have been visionaries on this, But again, going back, we created an environment that makes people feel safe, and then people just started coming in, more diagnoses, more types of people. So our modalities, we sort of opened up more doors to the high-dose vitamin C, the nutritional IVs. Then we went into ozone. It's called the Hockett sauna. It's ozone infrared saunas. It's a combination steam, ozone, carbonic acid, infrared sauna. And that's a power cleanse. I mean, it's probably one of the best things we have to cleanse somebody's body, because you're literally sweating, your inner core temperature goes up, and you receive ozone and carbonic acid transdermally, and it kills pathogens, and it helps digestive issues, and it's amazing, amazing. We'll have to come back on and talk about that someday. And then the PEMF and the foot ionized cleanser are another aspect of just detoxifying people. It's all about mitochondria health. I mean, you know this. It's all about energy and mitochondria health, and all our services work on that. It doesn't matter if it's massage, hyperbaric, the nutritional IVs, the ozone sauna, the PEMF mat system, the ion foot cleanse, everything, and even the targeted hyperbaric, which we didn't get into, which is an infrared system that we put on people's soft tissue injuries inside the chamber that we target. It super saturates certain areas. All about cleansing and mitochondria health.
Well, man, I was down today. I didn't sleep right last night, but after talking to you, I love your passion and your energy, man. I feel so much better. Thank you.
Jazz it up, man. Jazz it up.
So tell me more about your practice. How do listeners make an appointment? Who do you typically serve?
All right. So we have our main clinic is on Goodman Street. You can call us anytime at 585-426-8969. I'm going to give you my cell phone number because I am readily available, 585-703-4483. And then our websites, I mean, there's three of them. Unfortunately, everybody complains about this, but I have three different businesses. So IWSmassage.com is one. Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy is O2WNY. So the letter O, the number two, WNY.com. And our alternative medical practice is ROCK O2 Lab. So it's ROC, the letter O, two and the two, so oxygen and lab.com, ROC O2Lab.com. So it's ROCK O2 Lab. Just because of the it comes down to insurance is why we do it that way. But any of those sites you can go to and access us, we are here 7 days a week. Our clinics open 7 days a week. You can make appointments. You can fill out the intake forms on those sites. Again, you can walk in off the street. We welcome people walking in the door. With the COVID restrictions right now, we would like to have a phone call or, you know, just a heads up. But we are easily accessible. We are like a family here. People come in. We want to embrace them. We want to pour love into them. We want to help them. And so we try to make ourselves as accessible as possible. And in that being said, we have the ability to get through to us on our website, through phone, through cell phone, any way you can get to us, and we'll get you as much information and help as much as we can.
What about social media? Instagram, Facebook, are you guys on that?
Yep, the OWNY is on the Instagram. That's perfect. Our main social forum, other than the website. So that's another way to be able to reach out to us. Messenger, you can message us through that. I get messages from that all the time. But the main way people will find us. I mean, we do a lot of Facebook stuff too. Is really through the websites. People, believe it or not, people are looking for help. So they Google and we come up and then they reach out. I got a phone call last night on my message this morning. She goes, "What do these chambers do for you?" You know, just literally. Mm-hmm. People looking for help, you know,
dialogue,
and not knowing. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we got to wrap things up here. We could talk for another hour at least. We're just skimming the surface.
I know. Let's get going.
We'll definitely have you back for sure. Okay. Yeah. So final question. If you have a friend coming to Rochester, Craig, who has never been here, where would you take them?
That was when you asked that question, I'm like, all right, there's way too many things I could answer. Because, I mean, I've been here pretty much my whole life. But I live on the Park Ave area, and I love the Park Ave area. I grew up on the east side, and I really love the Finger Lakes. I mean, really, we have the most amazing environment around here. So I was thinking, okay, if I was right in the core part of Rochester, Park Ave and the Eastman Museum, where Kodak Museum is home. The gardens and the museum and the house are amazing. And that whole area, the cultural area of Park Avenue, is just absolutely amazing. And the trees, our city has so many trees. Going up into the Cobbs Hill and looking over the skyline, our city pops out of trees. I just love that natural sort of Finger Lakes environment. And then going out to Naples, Canandaigua, there's hiking trails everywhere and waterfalls everywhere. All these different sort of hiking natural rivers or, you know, creeks and waterfalls. Even in East Rochester and in Penfield, there's amazing creeks and little mini waterfalls everywhere. So that to me is just an amazing part of Rochester. The ability to be able to go from the city within 15 to 20 minutes to go to a waterfall and a hike and be in natural environment is just amazing. All the way to like Grimes Glen and Tannery Creek in Naples, where you can walk up to a 70 to 80 foot waterfall through the creeks and or just go out onto a Finger Lake and go boating. And then Chimney Bluffs. I mean, if you've ever been to Chimney Bluffs, they're amazing. And that's only 40 minutes away. So we have so many natural sort of resources here in Rochester, starting with, you know, within our city itself and the falls and the rivers and the canals and the natural environment. I mean, I just love that part about Rochester.
Great answer. You're so right. It's so easy to complain about the winters here, but We got a lot of beautiful rivers, creeks, a lot of beautiful hikes and places to see and places to eat too. Where would you eat?
Oh yeah. Now that they're back open, definitely.
where would you go?
My favorite's Rue on Park Ave, French restaurant. A Mediterranean is Sinbad's. So Sinbad's and Rue are our two favorite top restaurants, and they're both on Park Ave. So there's a lot of really good restaurants and nooks and crannies that are in Rochester, but those are our two go-tos.
Well, I want to thank you, Craig, personally, just for your time today. I know your plate is very full. And just thank you for being a light in Rochester and providing so much hope for your patients and really just caring. Like, you care about every patient that walks in, even if they don't even come in, they're reaching out and you're going to answer them. So thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Dr. Matt.
We'll definitely have you on again.
I'll be back.
Cool, man.
I got a lot to say.
You do, man. You got a lot of good stuff to say. Well, thank you for listening, guys. I hope you gained a lot of value, and we'll share this with family and friends to spread the wealth of knowledge that Craig gave us today. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.